Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Home of Misfits, where we just talk to people who feel like they don't fit in, which I believe is pretty much everybody for one reason or another. So today's guest, I'm so excited, and we actually just met the end of December, and it's just, you know, when you meet your people and it clicks, it just clicks. And here we are. So I've the very first thing is, like, because I met you as Ninja, right?
Yes.
But you signed up, your email or your given name is Marianne. Where does Ninja come from?
So my name is Marianne. Ninja comes from my Kunstname, which is artist name. I'm a filmmaker, but I like to also call it as a visual. I'm a visual healer, and I like to create social change with the films that we create at Purple Bloom Group and the Next Gens.
I love that. I really love that. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, so I was like, oh, filmmaker, that means I really have to watch my editing on this one before I put it out on YouTube.
No edits. Yeah.
No, we don't edit. I cut the front, I cut the end, whatever happens in the middle, that's
Yeah.
just how it is.
That's real.
I know, right?
Yeah, which is what people want, because there's a lot of AI stuff going around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love AI as a tool, you know, to help me speed things up, because it's like, you know, like, I'm a one woman show. My business, I'm it, right? So whatever AI can help me with is like, oh, heck yeah.
I understand that interest of efficiency, but then there's the environmental impact of it. And then I think just doing an email, which I do use, and I'm guilty of it.
You know what? Because it just, words are just right.
Yeah. But I'm glad that this is an authentic podcast. And yeah, I'm stoked with what conversations will come up.
Nice. So what I like is, so what I do is, when people sign up to be a guest, I have like this one questionnaire thing,
Okay.
you know, just to get a little feel of it. And what I love is you put in there that you call yourself the bellwether for black sheep.
Yes.
I love that. You want to get a little bit into that?
Yes. Okay. So bellwether is my superpower. And bellwether comes from the sheep that wears the bell that leads the flock.
Okay.
So, but as a sociologist, it's a person, place, or a thing that has an ability to influence and set trends socially, politically, economically, culturally. So ever since I was young, I am a leader. So I tend to influence the culture of that community, and it's really the micro macro relationship. So anything from one individual can actually have its ripple and influence. Yeah.
I love that. So, and the black sheep, it's just all the people that don't fit and that are left out, or where does that come from?
It is the house of misfits. That's why I'm here, for vibration alignment.
I love it.
Yeah. So when black sheep tends to be like the outlier of the group, so I've always been weird.
You're not weird.
It's a good kind of weird.
You're my kind of people. We're all a little weird. That's why we're misfits.
Yeah. And I yes, ever since I found what I really love to do, and I tend to be an innovator. So I would have visions where I could see things that has not been done yet. So explaining that to a group of people in the community or my team, it requires, you know, a couple explaining or showing, or really just going for it myself, despite what everybody tells me.
I like that watch me attitude.
Yeah, and I got a lot of no's, and yeah, as a producer, it's like walking through a hallway of hell. And as I knock and I get doors shut on my face. And even the worst kinds are like when they do open it, but then they just close it.
How
So
dare they?
of that's just yeah, like not being enough with my visions, with what I'd like to do in terms of change. But yeah, I don't quit. And yeah, as a black sheep of my own family, that awakening was rough. Just of going through the unprogramming.
Right.
Yeah. And then to fully like healing. And I mean, we're constantly healing, but it's still, yeah, the healing comes, I guess, periodically at times, because it still hits me. But I'm grateful to have awakened in a way that I live and breathe as a ninja to be that black sheep
I
in
love
society.
that.
Yeah, so
No, that's awesome. So you say you make films. What kind of films would you share that with us?
I have several projects where, but my main one is called The Happiest City, which
Love that, because happiness matters.
yes,
Oh
because I'm depressed.
no.
Like at times, and then you want to do something about like what? Okay, so The Happiest City, I came from San Luis Obispo, which is in the central coast of California. It's paradise where we have nature, beaches, right? Hiking, great place to live. However, I feel like it was a rose-tinted, like it's like going into a Stepford Housewives, or
No.
you know what I'm talking about.
I know
And
exactly what you're talking about. My husband tries that with a remote sometimes, you know.
yeah, it's
It's
Nicole Kidman.
not working.
Do you know which one? Like that movie, like
Right.
LA, which is so diverse. Then I graduated and I went to San Luis Obispo because it was deemed the happiest city in America by Oprah Winfrey and National Geographic.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just because I'm curious, happiest for home is the question. And I lived there for 6 years. And found out there are it's a bit of a misconception for others who may not be white
Gotcha.
or rich because it's
It
very
makes a difference.
yes. And what I found is that other happy cities in the Blue Zones or National Geographic Blue Zones. Through, and I found this through National Geographic. They tend to always have same, but different, where there's it's affordability of housing is way up, and those that want to live there may have to work two jobs, and then maybe they could do what they love. So my question is, are they really happy, right?
Right.
And how could we, create a much more equitable society and kind of like examine this identity of a happy town? Yeah.
How do you define happiness? Since we're on the topic, and I'm all about it, so.
For me, happiness, I find it in art and creating, especially when I'm depressed, literally, and the healing that I feel from creating. 24-hour stories on Instagram because I just have to create because filmmaking takes a long time. And also with community, with people. So I feel like I could, by cultivating joy and by hanging out with friends who are in alignment, in places that I like, or whether it's a concert venue or just eating out or yoga. I find a lot of happiness with that.
Okay. Speaking of joy, you talked about the G spots as a way into joy. Let's talk more about that.
Yeah, so G Spots is an app that we are creating internationally, where you're a G, I'm a G, let's go meet at the spot. But we
I
want them
gotcha.
to have this thing
So, what does
where
the G stand for?
the G stands for experimental G's, but really, so it's G could be global, genuine, genaus.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, there you go. But G is really an experiment because these are experimental places of commonwealth in ways that I would like to bring what I've found in Leipzig, Germany, and to the US, where we could share the love. Whether like we had a community theater there, for example, where this is the beginning, excuse me, this is the beginning of finding G spots, which was when I learned that if you contribute to a theater, whether it's the tech department, or the Spielplan, which is the game plan of who gets to utilize the space. Then it's also your theater. So
Right.
having accessibility and just a place to express yourself, would be nice to have more of those in the US, especially in living in places like ha the happy cities where it's so expensive and
Right.
maybe have an event will cost you so much. Yet we give this to the people of Eisenbahnstrasse mostly.
Well, I have to say, I mean, my experience with like community theater, we were exposed to it when we were stationed in Germany, and my husband was deployed, and the kids really got into it, and it was so much fun. It's like one of them was act well, they're both kind of acting, but they were also like working behind the scenes, and we got that whole that thing and being the mom, after, of course, I took them, and then supporting all of that, which was so incredible for them, and it's like the camaraderie that was there and the community feel. So I totally get that, and I wish there's more of that. And then when we came here to Colorado Springs, I actually started the Fort Carson Community Theater, because it's like they didn't have anything like this on post, and especially for us military, because we move so much. It's really hard to get into the established community theaters that are in the cities we move to, because we're the outsiders. We're not in the in crowd.
Yes, and sometimes honestly, what I'm starting to see is that we have to create our own space. And knowing what it's like to be exiled or not included or belonging.
Be the misfit, be the outcast.
What? Yeah, exactly. And to be able to, I don't know, like really put myself on a mission to give that gives me so much happiness as well.
I love
So,
that. Oh my God, I love that so much. And
theater.
of course, it's like here's another good question is, how is joy different from happiness in your work?
How is joy different from happiness?
Good one, isn't it?
What's,
It's a
yeah.
good one.
Well, okay. I think joy comes in your lifestyle where, and it's something that you cultivate by knowing yourself. And with, and then joy comes after happiness. I mean, sorry, joy comes before happiness. There you go. Because, like, by being able to create that lifestyle, you increase the chances of happy moments. And that's how I think that that's my answer to that. is cultivating joy first, and then it would have a consequences of having happiness, happy
Okay.
self.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I just had a really good question. It went right out the window. Darn. Hated when that happened. Oh yeah. So let's switch gears real quick. So not only did I meet you, but I meet your awesome dog.
Yes, Lady Dobby.
Yeah. Is she there? Can we see her?
She's with Jake right now. Jake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I'm in the den. And do you want
Right.
to bring her?
Because she's so stinking cute. I was
Yeah.
like, you know, and it was so funny. It's like my husband and I were talking. It's like we did not see that until you said it.
Oh, Lady Dobby, the Dobby.
Yes.
Her ears are my favorite for sure, and she is
She looks so much like Dobby, that little creature in Harry Potter. It's hilarious.
yes, she's an elf, she's a free elf.
Right. Oh, she's so stinking cute. I love her. So what's your next project coming up?
Actually, I did want to talk about, because we're in the elf part.
You go, girl. You talk whatever you want.
I just got introduced to it, and I named my character Sariling Duende.
Okay.
It means inner fairy, or little elf, but it's a Filipino folklore of like elves that are magical, right? And I read this book called The Babaylan.
Okay.
It's about how there's the Filipino indigenous healers, warriors, therapists, and teachers. And they quote one of my favorite filmmakers, Filipino filmmakers, and his name is Kidlat Tahimik. And he talks about this, like, if you're making, a film and story, and you're within your dharma and purpose, like, you got to channel that Sariling Duende, in which is again your inner fairy. And there's a moment when, like, I left Hollywood because I just thought, like, I did not like the broken systems of it. And when I did more and more yoga, I feel like I was able to tune into this Sariling Duende. And yeah, and I compare it to our higher selves. And I think whenever, like, I like to talk about this right now because I literally just experienced depression. So there's this feeling of being in the matrix of society. And with my project of being a nomad, traveling and examining heavy cities to connecting them, yeah, I thought of how, like, damn, it sucks to go back into the matrix. That's literally where my depression is coming from, as like the time is ticking, like Sundance happens tomorrow, and it is that grind again. And yeah, I feel, it's the fear. I felt the fear of the life change, but yet journey of purpose, channeling Sariling Duende. That's why I like Brenda talking about, like, you fear it, but you still do it.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I'm trying to do right now, which is go into the unknown of what's on the other side of something that I actually asked for 5 years ago.
And here it is.
Yeah, here it is, and it's hitting me too. I'd like to channel my Sariling Duende to be brave enough and face this, where I think my resistance somewhat really gets away in my own happiness. Right.
And that's a human thing. I mean, we all do this. I do this, you know, and I coach and teach about this,
Yeah.
you know, but it's like we're human and we get sucked into that at different times. We all do.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's a constant cycle. And And
Well, for what it's worth, I'm cheering you on. I know our listeners are cheering you on. Because it's like that's what I love is like with our community, it's like we all cheer for each other because we know what it feels like. We all know it. You know, and it's just that knowing that's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy I'm not alone. I'm so happy this is not just me. You know, and I think and that's part of why I started this whole Home of Misfits. You know, to give us all a place to belong, to where we can be ourselves and not have to worry about being judged or any of these things, you know, and just be us. And if we're having an off day, well, we have an off day. But you know, we can come together as a community and lift each other up and cheer each other on. It's like, hey, you know what? Today sucks. I mean, my morning started out, it sucked. I'm not gonna lie. You know, because something that I had my heart set on to help me with move forward in regaining my independence, you know, was yanked out from under me. And it's like, okay, great, now I got to shift gears yet again. It sucks. It sucks. You know, but it's like knowing that, you know what? Breathe. You know, and it's like, oh yay, I have my interview with Ninja, you know, stuff like that. So I focus on that. But we all go through those phases at one time or another. You know.
Her podcast previously with Brenda, I thought of how you said we signed up for this. Maybe if we really channel our purpose, we don't have to reincarnate and go through it again as a soul. But my path is definitely how do I transmute that all that pain and sadness into something that's beautiful and healing.
I love, oh, whew, gives me chills. I love that. No, this is awesome. Well, the other thing we talked about the other day when we met was the 6 degrees of separation, and we agreed it's actually way less than that. Right? It's like, oh, what the heck? And it was so fun because it's like, I know my husband and your significant other, they were talking about this guitar player. Remember that?
Yes, that they've already engaged
Right.
with
And
and
it's like, I know, it's like, and you and I, it was so funny. It's like they were having the side conversation, you know, and we both looked at each other at the same time. It's like, see, it's less than 6 degrees.
Actually, I'm gonna go to Sundance and just ask around, like, do you know Kevin Bacon?
I mean, who doesn't?
Well, like the part where they actually have met him or engaged with
Right.
him, they use the Kevin Bacon game to determine how much in terms of our connections, whether we really are 6 steps away from each other when it comes to the industry. So,
Right.
I want to do that because why I'm debunking the 6 degrees of separation is due to finding that we're actually more and more interconnected. And as like this goes back to my Filipino indigenous calling, literally like channeling in my Sariling Duende and then surrendering, giving up everything as a nomad to travel and meet and build communities. And yeah, with Kapwa, which is our Filipino culture of outside of you and I is nothing, we are one. I love sharing my culture to people. I like how we refer to each other as brothers and sisters as you meet them. Like even within our words, there's kinship in it. Like I'm not just saying friend. We say for kaibigan is it means friend I love.
I love that.
So there's love, there's actual love into the word embedded into the word friend. So I think linguistics has ability to connect the world together. So something that I pass around in my travels is how Americans tend to say dope, because in this community theater, they're like, what does dope mean? Sometimes, on the east side of Lysig, they are less since who speak English, so some of the slangs they don't know yet. But in this case, I kept hearing genau, right?
Now.
Yeah, genau, which means precisely, exactly. So they use the word genau so much, as much as Americans say dope. Can you confirm with that? Can, right?
Not wrong.
Yeah. So, oh my God, we can, in this community of killer whales that I find, we can speak the culture of dope and genau, right? When you think something is dope, you say genau. But actually, it's my way of also doing activism of uniting the world, which genau actually means cold, like how ice is cold, and in Tagalog. So that's three countries together, which is the dope and genaus. And yeah, like just these are, if I call it the healer's journey.
I love that. Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
Yeah, so I'm just returning to, like, literally, I went on my initiation and then I'm now back. And where I have once predicted, and I do think I am clairvoyant in the sense that, like, I could visualize something and make it happen, or it happens, right? This is the reward, trying to tell to communities on, like, hey, we're actually 3 degrees connected, and or at least more and more interconnected nowadays due to we just experienced a pandemic in 2020. We have social media, and all the tech, and traveling is a lot easier nowadays. So it's a lot easier to connect with somebody. And that's Kapwa for culture, where like we are one, right? So yeah, that's the mission. And I think that depression also comes from I'm tired. I am tired as
It's
a,
exhausting.
and yeah, just to be is what I'd like to keep practicing, where I don't have this yeah, hero savior mentality, right? Where I could give you the information, how will you utilize it, and how will you bellwether it for good rather than
Right.
bad? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my thing is, and it's like my business partner, she laughs at me because she loves coaching. You know, I'm more of like a counselor, you know, because my thing is, it's like, here's the toilet paper, here are the instructions, go wipe. You know, and it's like I give you several different instructions. What you do with it,
It's up to
you know,
you.
that's up to you. I'm not gonna do it for you. Nobody can do things for you. You know, at the end of the day, it's like I can lead you to the water, but you are the one who has to take the water, drink the water, you know, to help your body. Speaking of, I love it.
Yeah,
Oh,
mentor.
this is a good one. Was there a moment you couldn't unknow what you were seeing anymore?
Unknow what I am seeing
What
anymore.
you know now, what you're seeing, what you're experiencing. Go
What?
back into that state of ignorance bliss, I guess.
Yeah. Which one, though? I'm just kidding.
There's so many.
Yeah, sometimes, like, okay, as a producer, I think I also did a lot of unprogramming while I'm in Hollywood, learning its broken systems, because it's the competitiveness that's create that toxic environment. And also, like, how do you approach people and actually make genuine connections rather than, oh, this is what I need from you, and I also don't want that from me. So with that knowledge of, like, how, like, for instance, with this 3 degrees of connection, right? If I know that you're, let's just say, Kevin Bacon's best friend, that's the inner
I am. He just doesn't know it yet.
This is just a random sample, but it's that part of I want to connect with you genuinely, but I know I have this goal to get to him. And yeah, that's why I'm so much more picky with my circles as well, because even with my connection, it's I'm so tired of inauthenticity.
Oh, I hear you.
And the fakeness of people, and especially in the industry, and it doesn't it tends to disappoint me when I am in these festivals, because I'm telling competition that creates that toxic environment, when really we're comrades, there's no competition, it's better to collaborate, and yeah, stick with art, like genuine connections.
I love your philosophy. It's like, because it's like, to me, it's like, why does it have to be a competition? Why can't we just focus on, hey, how can we work together to make it even better?
Yes. A lot more people could do that, but it is systemic in its way.
Yes.
And
Well, a lot has to do with that scarcity mindset. You
yes.
know, that fear of not having enough, not being good enough, not whatever enough, and I think that's where a lot of that competition and rivalry and bullshit really comes from.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can all get past it, it's like get past our own egos, past our own whatevers. I think if we come together as a human race, because it's like you said, it's like different countries and different cultures have so much in common. Here's the thing: there's one thing we all humans on this planet have in common. We all want to be happy. We want to feel safe. We want to feel like we belong. I don't care where you come from. I don't care who you are. I don't care the color. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I mean, the core of it is all the same. And it's like, why can't we focus on that and see how we can make that happen? And this is like, love is really all that matters. Love is all there is. And it's like, and some people's like, oh, you're just having it, like you're in the clouds or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I like my clouds. I'd rather be there than wherever it is you're living.
Love, but also how do you having the capacity to understand that person, because they could be going through they could be toxic that way, because they still require to unprogram or develop conscious
No,
ability.
absolutely.
And yeah, I've seen people that I disagree or met people that I disagreed with, but yeah, they have love in there, but then there's some different beliefs, ideologies, we do clash. And yeah, but ultimately you're right, it is love. And yeah, I wish there's more of that,
You and me both, girlfriend.
and it's not just in the filmmaking, it's in the theater, it's in
It's
all,
everywhere. It is everywhere across the board.
and in this Bob Island book, right, in the what how it spoke to me is what created this competition is capitalism. So we have to fight that, and patriarchal structures that created the woman wounds, So I like to find where it's at in terms of the core and how speak about it through film. And the Bob Islands were the bridge makers of spiritual and this earthly realm.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so I think that's why I'm able to kind of find the scientific words to just communicate that ultimately we're one. We're all connected, and we can help out our neighbors. Yeah, because we're not gonna take our riches with us, for instance, or our jobs, or yeah, ultimately, yeah, it's just how you live.
Right. No, I love that. I'm so with you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
One last question here. Do you think misfits are born or shaped by systems that weren't built for them?
Oh, misfits are like I said, black sheeps who are the outliers in the system, who could see the system and they're like, nope, and rebel against it. Some might be more optimistic or pessimistic than others.
I
And
like that. No, but it's true, and I really think it's the systems, you know, that and the norm, the normal is really just a statistic. It's numbers. It has nothing to do with people. You know, so and that's why I believe it's like everybody on this planet in some shape or form is a misfit somewhere.
yeah, and we
So,
gotta let them come
What
because
did you
they
say?
more freedom.
No, right? That's
It's
like,
been
and here's
fitting.
the thing I tell people, it's like, be you.
Yeah.
Don't
And
worry about what other people think. People will judge you regardless. It doesn't matter for whatever reason, you know? So just be you. Be happy.
yeah.
I
I've
like
been
that.
suppressing myself. Ultimately, just leads to like depression or I'm a lot happier when I am being authentic, but it sometimes scares others because they haven't
Well,
had.
because they still live in their little box.
Yes, that's why you gotta get rid of that box.
Right? Oh, hi. I have a cat that's visiting here. But anyway, so if people want to get a hold of you, how can they best get a hold of you or support you?
I have an Instagram. It is private, so they have to follow me. It's at ninja_MAE. And we plan to release the G spots so that we can
When
get
is that
more.
going to be released?
Oh, we do plan to release it next year in 2027. So we'll do a lot of like prototypes, I mean,
Okay.
versions till we are ready.
Love it.
Ideally, release it during Sundance in Colorado Boulder.
Yeah, I'm so excited. When you said that Sundance is coming to Boulder, I was like, oh,
Yes, let's go.
yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Love
Yeah,
it.
I'm very excited for it. And but yeah, getting over the fear for sure. And I'm so
And
happy.
you know, I mean, you got my number. You can always call me if you need a swift kick in the butt. I'm really good at
I might have to do that, literally.
that.
Angels, yeah, they're my angels, so
Yeah. You know, and we're all here for each other. We all support each other. We're all cheering each other on. And that's really the goal of this community, the Home of Misfits. You know, and the podcast is just to let the voices be heard. You know, it's
yeah.
just one of the things to add to it. So, is there anything else you would like our listeners and viewers to know?
Oh, I just want to say thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming.
Spitz, thank you for what you do, for giving us a voice. I hope that you get more guests that are in alignment and can really feel that belonging and your mission.
Thank you. And I think they will. It's like once it catches on. I'm sorry, what?
Those that like listen, it also really bring that message to them in ways that they it has a micro macro effect, right? Where they do practice it or shift their energy. Sometimes they, you know, you just have to hear from people and their
Right. I love that. Thank you.
yeah.
This is so cool. I'm so excited. All
I
right,
love
guys.
did you do
What?
Self? Like I'm just wondering like the logo and the background.
Oh, my background here?
Yeah. Oh, you don't see it, do you? Do you see
No, I
your
do see it. It's black,
okay?
and then I have the Home of Misfits logo on there, and then
Yeah.
the Matters of Perspective, which is actually my company. You know, Home of Misfits is just one of the little branches I do. But yeah.
Multi-talented beings.
I mean, you know, these days you don't really have a choice. You if you stick with just one thing, you know, you get so tunneled in and you get so boxed in and you can only go so far.
Yeah,
You
because
know,
I'm
so.
too many things, and then
Right.
such a gifted unitasker. So, yeah,
Oh,
but
good.
yeah, I want to
All
say
right.
congrats. You did all this by yourself. So, yeah, I hope it keeps going.
Well, I mean, I I had help from my eye too, and on some things, you know, it's like, hey, this is what I want. Make it so, you know, and then just keep tweaking it. And it's just like, or I create something and I put it into my ChatGPT and it's like, hey, what are your thoughts? You know, and I love it. It just gives me that breakdown of
For
it,
sure.
but it's a tool. I like
Yeah.
it. So
I do think that we have to lean into it.
yeah, we do. We do. And we have to lean into each other. So to all of you listening, thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. And we'll be back next week.
All
So
right.
until then, y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.